the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, just before we hear from Conor Gallagher, the crime and security correspondent of the Irish Times, about his report in the newspaper today, let's just hear something we've taken from the journal.ie. Audio of Taoiseach Micheál Martin in Philadelphia during his St. Patrick's Day visit last month, when he said there was no evidence that Irish airspace has been used by American troops for attacks on Iran.
First of all, we question, I mean, Shannon has not been used.
Well, no, it's not even necessarily Shannon's in terms of overflights as well.
I just want to make that point, yeah. Shannon has not been used for those purposes, and there have been repeated attempts to conflate Shannon with both the war in Gaza, which was absolutely false. And there were false claims, and this is a continuing narrative from certain quarters politically within Ireland, which I think will damage Shannon if that kind of argument continues, and we need to be realistic in the modern era. So that's that point. In terms of, there are established rules in terms of airspace and the utilisation of airspace, but again, we haven't had any strong evidence that our airspace has been used for any attacks on Iran.
But let's find out what is happening at both Shannon Airport and in Irish airspace. Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent at the Irish Times, you've been looking into this, and what have you found?
Yes, so the latest development is figures directly from the Shannon Airport Group, which show a very significant increase in US troops transiting through Shannon in the month before and the month of the war with Iran. So as we know, the Trump administration launched its war with Iran at the end of February, and the attacks proceeded through most of March. So between January and the end of March, the number of US troops coming through the airport increased by 80%. So in March alone, there was 3,600, and there was just over 8,000 for that whole 3 month period, which obviously gives rise to suspicions that this is directly linked to the war in Iran. Most of these flights, I suppose it should be said, are going to Germany, where the US has a lot of air bases. It's hard, if not impossible, to determine where those troops are going after they get to Germany. If they're saying forming a backstop for troops who are in Germany who've been sent to the Middle East, or if these troops are kind of gearing up in Germany for deployment to the Middle East, we can't say, but it is a very significant rise. And we reported earlier in the week, and this concerns overflights, so US military aircraft flying over the country, there has been a 56% increase in that last month while the war has been going on.
We'll come back to the overflights in a moment, but I want to return to the issue of the soldiers coming through Shannon Airport. And what sort of flights are they coming in? They're hardly coming in scheduled airlines. Are these specifically US military flights which are touching down in Shannon and presumably to refuel?
Yes, so some of them are these C-17 and C-130, which are kind of heavy lift military aircraft, and they can transport troops and arms and equipment. They're massive things, and people might remember from the news the other week of someone attacking one with a hatchet in Shannon Airport and being arrested for it. That was one of them. But the majority of troops actually come over on chartered airlines. Omni Air is the main company used by the US military to charter these. So they don't look like military planes. They look like your average plane, although the troops are armed with their personal weapons, unloaded personal weapons, I believe, but they do have them with them.
Why do they come to Shannon, though? Because the British have provided them with military bases in England. Could they not just fly over Shannon into England and do their refueling there if they were moving on to Germany?
They could. I suppose it's a little bit less efficient, but there's not much in it. Shannon is perfectly positioned for transatlantic refueling. That's the whole reason the airport was built there in the first place, as a transatlantic hub. The other reason is the government really want them there. The government don't want them pulling out of Shannon, and I've gone to have gone to a lot of effort to keep them in Shannon over the decades because they bring a lot of money into Shannon.
Why are the soldiers dropping in and getting their duty free on the way?
No, but the landing fees for these airlines would bring a lot of money in, and refueling fees. So the government actually, a US general going back after the invasion of Iraq in the following years, the Irish government were in discussions, and a US general said, hey, we can stop landing at Shannon if you really want to. And the Irish government said, no, please don't do that. It's in the interests of the Irish government to keep that money coming into Shannon. And so I suppose the Americans are happy enough to play ball. They don't really care about the domestic fallout here.
And then the overflights. Do we know where the overflights are going to?
Yeah, so the overflights are a mixture. We have a lot of those C-17 and C-130s coming over, bringing through military equipment and troops. For the most part, they're not bringing through arms, or if they are bringing through arms, they're not declaring it and seeking permission through the proper channels. But the Irish government has a policy of never inspecting these planes, so we actually have no way of knowing if they are bringing through arms or not. And there have been some documented instances over the years of them actually being caught bringing through weapons. So they would again be going to Germany, Ramstein Air Base, and other kind of NATO bases on the continent, which service staging areas for the conflict in the Middle East, as they have during Afghanistan and Iraq. So, as I said, we've seen a significant increase in overflights, with about 50 last month, which is an increase of 56% on the previous month, and the highest number in almost a year.
Okay. There's a listener who sent me a photograph which he says he took in Dublin airports a few days ago of an Omni Air International flight, an aircraft which he says nobody disembarked from. It's refueling there. So is there the possibility that Dublin's occasionally used as well? Is there any possibility that the government is going to actually say anything to the Americans about any of this?
So Dublin is occasionally used, so is Baldonnel and the Air Corps aerodrome in West Dublin, but the vast majority of these flights go through Shannon just for logistical reasons and because Shannon has the space for them. Are the government going to do anything? Almost certainly not. So the last government, Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, actually was putting forward plans for an inspection regime for US aircraft, which would have been unprecedented. Of course, the Greens got pretty decimated during the election and are no longer part of this government. And those plans seem to have been entirely shelved. And as we hear from the government and the Taoiseach's reaction this week, there's really going out of their way to kind of deny there's any link to the Iran war and warning about damaging Shannon Airport. So it doesn't look like anything's going to happen, no.
Thank you. Conor Gallagher, Crime and Security Correspondent of the Irish Times.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.